This is China Diaries with me, Tommy. This is the second installment of recordings that I'm making of my diaries, which cover my first couple of years here in China. And the diary I'm reading from today is a very tatty old notebook. Can't even think where I got it. That I wrote in 2005. This was when I believed I was only staying in China for about 5 months before then going off to university. In the previous recording, we had made it to Dalian, city in the northeast coast of China. And I think what I did was I arrived in Dalian and then I went and sort of had my first day there. I'm pretty sure I got quite drunk on that first night, and then probably ended up sleeping earlier though, because things, looking at the times, and then sort of covering my first day. So this recording, let's deal with those very first few days in Dalian, which were pretty formative. So where are we? This is now 5:30 a.m. on Monday, the 14th of March, 2005. Chopstick ability, 1 out of 10. I think it took me quite a long time to get beyond that. No, I see. Anyway, right. Well, here I am, after an afternoon meal out, quite a few beers and several hours sleep. First impression when I landed at the airport, shithole. Yes, I remember very clearly my feelings on first arriving in Dalian. The diary goes on. This part of Dalian wasn't too nice and wasn't exactly what I was expecting. The next disaster was that I discovered my luggage had not arrived because I was supposed to check it in again once I got to Beijing. Contrary, of course, to what I was told in Manchester. Bad. Bad, I wrote in very big capital letters. Anyway, I met Ryan at the airport in Dalian. Ryan is the person I'd been talking to when organizing the job. There was also another guy there, Mike, who works for the company. So I left the airport luggageless and went with Ryan and Mike to the apartment. Just to be clear, Ryan and Mike are Chinese fellows who adopted the names Ryan and Mike, obviously, by themselves. They're Chinese names, which unfortunately I do now forget. I think Mike's last name was Wang. Ryan, unfortunately, I don't remember, but I do remember Ryan had really, really bad teeth, like a sort of row of rotting sweet corn. But he was a very nice chap. Anyway, when I first looked around, I couldn't help but notice that this place really looked nothing like the pictures I had found all over the internet. Surprise, surprise. I started to feel really downhearted and worried. But then I met Ralph, my flatmate. One word descriptions of Ralph could be cool, quality, or dude, or possibly a merger, making a three-word description, a quality, cool dude. I'm trying to be clever there, but I was very hungover, I'm quite sure. He put a lot of my worries to rest, saying he'd show me around downtown, which it turns out is what my pictures were of. He says that the area we're living in and working in is a pretty poor area of the city, but that the people are good. I also met Andy, a Canadian teacher. Sorry, let me go back. Ralph was from the UK. He's still with us somewhere. Ralph is from the UK, and he was my first flatmate. And then I also met Andy, a Canadian teacher. So the diary goes on. From Canada, presumably. He's certainly a funny guy. Helpful too, just like Ralph. These lads seem to know all about life in Dalian, and they also seem to really enjoy it. No doubt they would show me the way. Oh, that's like a Mandalorian thing. I hadn't even known about that. This is the way. We had a good night, had a few beers at a place just opposite where we live. That was a sort of barbecue restaurant. The apartment itself is okay, actually. My room is pretty big, but the bed double. But oh God, this bed could well be the most uncomfortable bed in the world. It's rock solid, and when I say that, I'm not just exaggerating a bad mattress. I actually mean it's just a bed frame with a big board thing, not a proper mattress. Shit. That's SHIT, big capitals, and I underlined it twice for some reason. If you crashed out on this thing, I am certain it could damage your health. Anyway, I'm gonna go back to bed now for a bit. I'm feeling a bit of a hangover. I think I get into a bit of the night out or a bit of the day out, but maybe I can just tell you guys a little bit about what happened there. So, right, it says, yeah, the afternoon meal out. That was really quite sensational, actually. It was my first culinary experience in China was a popular northeastern dish called chunbian, which literally translates to spring rolls, but not the kind of deep fried filo pastry kind that you may have had in sort of Western style Chinese restaurants or Asian restaurants. These are a kind of variation on the concept of Peking duck. So those who've had Peking duck before will know that you have these thin pancakes. You put the duck meat on the pancake with plum sauce, sliced onions, cucumber. Sometimes they use sugar and other things in there. And you eat that and it's delicious. It's fantastic. So chunbing is the same principle. You have pancakes, but instead of having just a duck, I say just a duck. I mean, that is a fantastic duck, but you have all these different dishes that you can put into the pancake, you wrap it up, and you eat it, and it's delicious. So that was my first thing. Tell you what, though, I gave myself 1 out of 10 immediately on the old chopsticks on the first day because I really tried to eat those chunbing with chopsticks, and it was exceedingly difficult. But I seem to remember after some beers had flowed that nobody cared and we all just started eating with hands. So that wasn't too bad. So at that afternoon thing, that was me, Ryan and Mike were both there, as were Andy and Ralph. So yeah, it was the five of us. There was a lot of beer. And it was the first time I'd also had the beer in the Chinese style, which is we drink, they give you these sort of 1/2 liter bottles of beer, but you pour the beer into these small glass cups, these glasses. I don't know how sort of in terms of ounces or milliliters, but it's sort of like a really big shot glass. Yeah. So we drink beer in smaller glasses, but the thing was that you were meant to down pretty much the whole thing as you went along. Bit of gas there, sorry. I'm not drinking beer, I swear. Now, so that was the afternoon meal. It was great, actually. That was one of the highlights of that sort of first few days. But a lot of things were overshadowed by those feelings I had when I first landed. I remember flying over the city. Dalian Airport is really close to the city, so you do see a lot of the downtown when you are on the way to the airport. And I remember seeing some of those cool coastal sites, but then it just gave way to this sprawling, in seemingly old and crumbling industrial shit show near the airport. And I really just was so disheartened. I remember coming out of the airport, having learned my luggage was not with me, to then get into this crappy taxi sitting in the back with Ryan, driving over these improperly paved roads and just construction everywhere and dust and gravel and more dust. And, to someone who knew what was going on, this is an exciting sight because it was Dalian being developed. But to me, this naive 19-year-old who was just coming here to do a little bit of work, I was not impressed. And I regret that feeling now, but I think it was understandable. So we had this big dinner, and then we came back. We were pretty drunk already, but not as drunk as we got. I mean, say in the evening, we went to this barbecue place, which was opposite. And, you know, you didn't have to have a big meal in this place. You just had a few skewers, some barbecue. They serve these peanuts and green beans and things that you can just sort of nibble. And, you know, you didn't have to sit there. And we just drank mostly. This neighborhood didn't have pubs, you know, like we may be used to in England. So, yeah, this kind of restaurant where you sit and drink and maybe don't have a whole meal, that's what people did when they wanted to go out and drink. You know, I discovered, it didn't take me long to discover, that in China at that time, and still to some extent now, the place where people go to socialize and drink is the restaurant, not the bar or the pub. But, you know, that is changing with the younger generation. Yeah, and then, of course, in this part, I also mentioned Ralph and Andy, my two colleagues, as they were. Ralph was my roommate. Andy lived in his own place, but we all worked for the same organization. So there'll be a bit more about them. So that was sort of the first day in terms of, we've got a lot of drinking, and I was hungover when I made that first entry. 5:30 a.m. though, I don't know, I think I was probably still even a little bit drunk, because we did get very pissed. 10:30 a.m. I wrote, Mike has just been round and delivered my luggage. Hooray, all capitals. Some luck at last. The poor bloke had to carry it up 10 flights of steps. Yeah, we lived on the, well, in China, you'd the fifth floor. I suppose in England, we've got it the fourth floor, because we have the ground floor. But anyway, yeah, there were no lifts in this building. So we're up there on the fifth floor. All these steps he had to carry up by himself. That was a heavy suitcase, 20-odd kilos. I must remember to pack my copy of Lord of the Rings in my hand luggage next time to lighten the... Oh, yeah, there you go. See, so I was reading Lord of the Rings at the time. That's obviously what influenced the sort of slightly douchey naming of this book, this diary. Yes, that was 10:30. Then 10 minutes later, the euphoria seemed to wear off. I'm feeling a strong bout of homesickness now. I was always skeptical it would kick in, but really has. This morning, lying on my solid bed with a hangover, I just felt like shit, and I just wanted to leave. Forget the whole thing, go home to my comfy bed and easy life, ride out a part-time job until October. Then it occurred to me, I'm doing something so amazing out here, and I'm feeling and considering not giving it a chance. Ridiculous. I know I can get over this homesickness after a little while, so I don't live in the pictures I found. So what? It doesn't mean I can't go there. Dad will be staying down there when he visits. Yeah, you know what? He never came to visit until many years later. So me, Ralph, and Andy will be able to exploit him for gourmet Chinese food. Yeah, none of that ever happened. Mike was also telling me that the term finishes in July. So actually, there's a huge difference on the time limit I have to see and do the things I want to do. Knowing that has really put things into perspective, though. It means, in reality, I could only be here for 3 months. March, June. Obviously, I couldn't count at that time. I don't know what I was thinking. But it also means that maybe I can do some traveling around, depending on visa arrangements. Maybe I could travel down to Hainan and see tropical China. Yeah, for the record, I didn't make it to Hainan until 2015, so that was 10 years later. Well, anyway, it means I should get over homesickness quickly so I can enjoy what time I have here. Yeah, you know, it's just final thought for this recording. I wrote that, I think, in the knowledge that someone at home was going to read this book, and I didn't want them to know. This is a slight weird thing about this diary. I remember what I really felt, and it wasn't all of those things. I was not ready to, in those few minutes, resolve the fact that I was doing something amazing and can get over the homesickness a little while. I wrote that, perhaps trying to tell myself at the same time that it was true. But that I remember that entire day, those in and even the days that followed, in my head, I was conspiring to get out of my work commitments early, to change my return flight, claim maybe there was an emergency, anything to get out of this shit situation. You know, one thing that I don't think I mentioned here, that night when we were drunk, the lads, Ralph was went to bed and I was sat in our little dining area where there was a phone, repeatedly trying to call my home and talk to someone. But of course, you needed a phone card back then. You couldn't just dial the international code. Yeah, I remember sitting there off my face, trying to make it work and just hearing those tones and the Chinese words that I didn't yet understand, that it wasn't recognized or there was an invalid input. Yeah, those first few days were not good. I was really, really hit hard by that difference in Google images and what I was seeing. And I was worried and I didn't know what to expect. The luggage was missing. That was, you know, it was good to get the luggage. And I maybe for a moment I did feel like, oh, I can settle in now and feel better. But no, it took longer. There were, you know, thank God for Ralph, Andy, Ryan and Mike, those four guys, because without their support, I may have done the ultimate Irish goodbye and just somehow got to the airport and just done a runner. That's how I was feeling at that time. Maybe just leave a note. Yeah, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good start. But now that I've been here so long, it's funny looking back on that and seeing how things change. I guess I'll leave it there for the second recording. It's been a fairly long one. We'll get into the next stages of settling in, maybe starting work and getting acquainted with more different kinds of Chinese food, I think I deal with in the next parts of the diary. So until the next recording, this is China Diaries with me, Tommy.